Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 16th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The British government said it would bar telecom companies from purchasing new equipment made by China's Huawei Technologies Company for their 5G networks, in a further sign of the deteriorating relations between Beijing and the West. The sharp about-face by the UK only 6 months ago, it said it could manage the risks of Huawei's presence in 5G was a direct consequence of new US sanctions on Huawei, the government said. It marks a significant victory for the US policy and is likely to increase pressure on other countries to follow suit. A photographer has filed a class action lawsuit seeking to destroy all images of Canadians held by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which were obtained from Clearview AI's database. The plaintiff, Ha Vai Dong, is also seeking unspecified damages after Clearview said it would stop offering facial recognition services in Canada. Goldman Sachs is advising SoftBank to either sell or initiate a public offering of chip designer Arm Holdings, which launched two new AI chips earlier this year. The move would come as part of SoftBank's sale of more than $40 billion in assets to buy back its own shares and head off changes from investment firm Elliott Management Corporation. The EU General Court ruled that Apple is off the hook for €13 billion, $15 billion, in back taxes it was originally ordered to pay to the Irish government. The case involved allegations of underreporting European profits for at least 10 years, using two shell companies based in Ireland. The court ruled, however, that the European Commission did not adequately show that Apple maintained an economic advantage. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.